So go to verse 21 and 22.
Ale by sa jekta by sa do.
In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, said the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe.
پس زبان ها نشانی است نه برای ایمان دارن بلکه برای بی ایمانان اما نبوت برای بی ایمان نیست بلکه برای ایمان داران است پس اگر تمام کلیسا در جای جمع شوند و همه به زبان ها حرف زنند و افراد نازموده یا بی ایمانان داخل شوند آیا نمیگویند که دیوانه ای؟
Yeah, now let's look that up for a moment because it's pointing to another scripture and it's in Isaiah. Isaiah 28. And read for now verses 7 till
8.
But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. 7 till 8 for now. Stay there.
What do you mean?
It is 7 till 8. Don't read from my notes. It's not going to be the same.
اینا نیز از فرط شراب و پختان و خیزان و از می مصاری برپا نتوانند ایستاد کاهنان انبیا از فرط شراب و پختان و خیزان و از میخوارگی منگ شدند آنها از می مصاری برپا نتوانند ایستاد هنگام دیدن رویا تلو تلو میخورند و وقت حکم دادن میرفتند سفره ها جملگی از قی پوشیده است حتی یک جای پاک نیز باقی نمانده است
That's what paints a very negative picture here.
تصویر منفی به
این regards to these religious leaders.
در مورد این رهبرای مذهبی هستند.
Drunkenness is mentioned.
مستی.
They err in their vision.
رویای دیدگاه توهم.
They stumble in judgment.
قضاوتشون که علکیه.
Yeah, and God says, hey, for tables are full of vomit and filthiness, no place clean. Very negative.
پر از استفراغ و چیزای کثیفه.
Read on. 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
معرفت رو به که خواهم آموخت؟ پیام رو به که خواهم فهمانید؟ آیا به کودکان تازه از شیر باز داشته یا به اطفال تازه از پستان برگرفته؟ زیرا که برای آنان کلمات بی‌معنی و عبارات نامفهوم است کلمه اینجا و کلمه آنجا
Yeah, so these are religious leaders all over the place. They're not in a good place.
که همه جای دنیا هستن جای خوبی نیستن.
And God posed the question. Who will I give my knowledge and understanding to? Answer, another generation, a new group of people. To them, God will teach precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Yeah, read on. 11 till 14. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem.
پس اکنون با لبان الکلن و زبان دریب با این قوم سخن خواهد و اونی که بدیشان فرموده بود استراحتگاه همین است پس خستگان را استراحت بخشید و مکان آرامی همین است اما نخواستند بشنوند پس حال کلام خداوند در آیشان کلماتی بیمعنی عبارات نامفهوم خواهد کلمه اینجا و کلمه آنجا حال رفته از پشت بیفتند و مجروح گشته در دام گرفتار آیند و اسیر گردند پس ای تمسخرگران
Now, Jesus would fulfill this. Yeah, he would come اومد. He's come to his own and they received him not. They did not hear him.
صداش رو نشنیدن.
And of course we know that after the gospel goes out to the Gentiles, the whole world.
بعد از اون انجیل عیسی مسیح به کل
is hearing the gospel. All languages.
همه جای دنیا میره و پیام انجیل به همه زبان‌ها پخش میشه.
Yeah, to the point that today people would be sent, for example, to Israel to preach the gospel.
امروز به جایی رسیده که از قوم‌های دیگه به اسرائیل میرن برای موعظه.
Yeah, the language of the word of God went out in all those languages.
کلام خداوند به همه زبان‌ها پخش شد.
God's word went out.
کلام خداوند بیرون رفت.
Now, what is the sign to the unbelievers?
نتیجه غیر ایماندار چیست؟
Is it that people just speak gibberish? Is that what this means? Yeah, I had this great gift of speaking unintelligible things. And the unbelievers are greatly impressed by that. No, an unbeliever will think you're nuts.
That you're out of your mind
if you do that. So what is the sign to the unbelievers? What's the sign to the unbelievers?
Yeah,
people going out in all these different languages to spread the gospels. Yeah, speaking through these to these unbelievers, the wonderful works of God. Acts 2 to be a great example.
Elon. Yeah,
where we had a miraculous version of this.
که معجزه آسا همه اونها رو دیدیم.
Yeah, people were confounded because people from Galilee.
فهمیدن در نرفتن.
Unlikely people were speaking their native language.
پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح رو شنیدن. درس خدا رو شنیدن.
People miraculously speaking in other languages they didn't learn. We don't see that today.
امروز نمی‌بینیمش.
Yeah. But of course, what do we see?
اما چی می‌بینیم؟
Yeah, we are in a foreign country.
چه کشور غریب هستیم؟
Most of us do not speak Greek.
هممون یونانی بلد نیستیم.
Yet we are sharing the gospel with all sorts of people.
اما میریم بیرون بشارت می‌دیم.
Speaking different languages.
زبان‌های متفاوت حرف می‌زنیم.
Yeah, I spoke last Sunday with somebody from Afghanistan, or several people from Afghanistan.
چند نفر افغانی صحبت
I spoke with somebody from Pakistan.
از پاکستانی صحبت کردم.
I spoke with somebody from Norway.
با یه نفر نروژی صحبت کردم.
Being Dutch in Greece.
هلندی بودم تو یونانم بودم.
I spoke foreign language.
زبانی صحبت کردم که هم برای من غریب بود ولی مترجم داشتم.
Translated to another foreign language.
یا اونم به یه زبان دیگه ترجمهش کرد.
Yeah, as a sign to these people.
نشون بود برای اونها که پیام انجیل با زبان ما گسترش پیدا کرد.
Yeah, do we do that in church?
تو کلیسا می کارو میکنیم؟
No, this is for the unbelievers. We go out and speak all these languages.
به زبان‌ها صحبت
میکنیم. To proclaim the gospel.
با زبان اونها میریم بشارت انجیل میگیم و بحثمون رو میکنیم.
In church we're not going to do that. In church we're not going to have 10 languages going on.
کلیسا 10 تا زبان که هرچی اومدیم اعلام نمیکنیم که.
Yep. It says here but prophesying served not for them that believe not, but for them which believe.
24?
It's the second part of
22.
Yeah, when the preaching of God's word happens
وقتی موعظه پیام اتفاق میفته موعظه انجام میشه برای کی موعظه میکنی؟
Do I preach to the unbelievers?
برای این غیر ایمانداران نه.
Are we hearing what I are we giving the sermon to an unbeliever?
آیا برای غیر ایماندار؟
No, it is meant for the believer.
برای ایمانداره.
Is an unbeliever welcome? Absolutely.
آیا غیر ایماندارم خوش اومده؟ 100% خوش اومده.
But I'm preaching to believers.
اما من برای ایمانداران دارم صحبت میکنم. برای این گروه دارم بحث میکنم.
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Yeah,
but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
اما انسان نفسانی امور روح خدا را نمی‌پذیرد، زیرا که نزد او جهالت است و آنها را نمی‌تواند فهمید، زیرا قضاوت آنها روحانی می‌باشد.
Yeah, the unbeliever cannot understand the deep things of God. They need to hear the gospel.
پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح کلام خدا رو نمی‌شنیدن و بعد انجیل رو می‌شنیدن.
Yeah, but in church.
تو کلیسا.
Yeah, we preach in languages that can be understood.
در مورد زبانی صحبت
می‌کنیم. So everybody can be edified.
که هر کسی بنا بشه.
And whenever I use a language that is not understood, and there needs to be translation.
هر زبانی هم که من استفاده می‌کنم قابل درک نیست، نیاز به مترجم دارم. اگر نداشته باشم بی‌فایده است.
Is geared to the believers.
نبوت و درسمون برای ایماندارانه، برای بنا کردن ایماندارانه.
To help the believers to do the work of the ministry.
کمک کنیم که کار بشارت انجام بشه.
Verse 23. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues and are common to those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you're mad?
23. پس اگر تمام کلیساها در جای جمع شوند و همه به زبانها حرف زنند و افراد نازموده یا بی ایمانان داخل شوند، آیا نمیگویند که دیوانه اید؟
Yeah, if we would speak all these different languages here,
church
service announcements in Greek,
Yunani,
praying in Dutch,
Hollandi, دعا کنی,
sing song of Farsi,
زبان فارسی, preach in English, بخونی, موعظه‌مو به انگلیسی باشه.
People would walk into this and think like, what on earth is going on?
هول شدن اینا چیکار دارن میکنن?
Yeah, they're missing part of it because they don't know the language.
یه قسمتشو میفهمه, یه قسمتشو نمیفهمه.
Like, what are you doing? Are you mad?
اینا دیوونه شدن?
You might think, well, who on earth would do such a thing?
Why
does Paul even need to bring this up?
Now,
apparently there's an issue in the church in Corinth. Yeah, but what about the Catholic Church? Yeah, which of course is a false church, it's not Christianity, but till recently, fairly recently, they had their church service in Latin. Nobody understood Latin. People would come, sit there, and hear things they couldn't understand.
A
language they couldn't understand.
زبانی که دیگه وجود نداره لاتین.
Now, notice again it says the unlearned.
دیگه اونی که یاد نگرفته بود.
Yeah, it proves again that this is a language that can be learned, that is spoken in the world, that you can study.
و میگه زبانی که یاد نگرفته.
And after you've studied it,
پس زبان زبانی است که قابل یاد نیست.
This is not gibberish. 24 and 25. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth.
ولی اگر همه نبوت کنند و کسی از بی ایمانان یا نازموده وارد شود، از همه مجاب خواهد شد و از همه قضاوت می‌گردد و بدین گونه پنهانی‌های قلب او ظاهر می‌شود و همچنین به روی در افتاده خدا را عبادت خواهد کرد و ندا خواهد داد که به راستی خدا در میان شما است.
Now, when there is an understanding, when the languages that are used are known, somebody comes in, and he will be judged of all. Yeah, the unbeliever walks in. Yeah, hopefully some people will walk up to that unbeliever. Say, hey, are you sure if you die today you go to heaven? Oh no, now let me show you from the Bible how you can know for sure.
Yeah,
if they listen to the preaching, yeah, or conversations about God, talking about sin, conviction of sin,
yeah,
they will be convicted of that because they understand. And they will understand and see, like, these people are from God. Yeah, because they can just understand what's being said. They can understand the word of truth being spoken and taught. Again, what's the point here? The point is that things need to be done in order in the church. Yeah, it needs to be in place at the same.
چیزایی که باید منطقی باشه.
A place where everybody takes part in.
هر کسی یه کاری بکنه تو کلیسا.
Yeah, a place where things can be understood, where people can be edified, exhorted, and build up. Read verses 26 till 31. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you had a psalm, and had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, that by the course, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophets speak to two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted.
پس ای برادران، مقصود این است که وقتی جمع شوید، هر یکی از شما سرودی دارد، تعلیمی دارد، زبانی دارد، مکاشفه‌ای دارد، ترجمه‌ای دارد، باید همه برای بنا بشوند. اگر کسی به زبانی سخن گوید، دو یا حد اکثر سه نفر باشند به ترتیب و کسی ترجمه کند. اما اگر مترجمی نباشد، در کلیسا خاموش باشد و با خود و با خدا سخن گویند و از انبیا دو یا سه سخن بگویند و دیگران قضاوت کنند و اگر چیزی به دیگران از اهل مجلس آشکار شود آن فرد اول ساکت بماند زیرا که همه می توانید یک به یک نبوت کنید و همه تعلیم یابند و همه نصیحت پذیرند.
That church is not a free for all.
کلیسا آزاد نیست واسه همه هر کاری دلش خواست بکنه.
Yeah, in the past I've had some Some people come to me during church service. Hey, I need to say this. And God is telling me this. Answer no. That's not going to happen. Yeah. And even if people mean well. Yeah. I don't want to have to correct people after they have spoken. It's like, hey, what you're saying is unbiblical. Yeah, there needs to be an order. Yeah. And if somebody speaks in a language that cannot be understood, hey, it needs to be translated. Otherwise, be silent. Don't say anything. Yeah, talk one by one. Yeah, so everybody's edified. Everybody can follow it. People can judge what is being said. Yeah, so nobody is excluded from what's going on.
32 and 33.
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
و ارواح انبیا مطیع انبیا می باشند زیرا که او خدای بی‌نظمی نیست بلکه خدای سلامتی چنان که در همه کلیساهای مقدسان.
Yeah, somebody who's a prophet, who's a preacher can sit there and think, I want to throw in my wisdom as well. Now answer no, that's not going to happen. Yeah, you need to control your spirit. Yeah. And do it in the time that is proper. But you cannot just throw your ideas out.
Yeah,
God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
That
things are to be done in order. Now, here, Paul is going to switch the topic a little bit. He's still going to talk about speaking in the church. But here he's talking about women speaking in the church. Now, read verses 34 and 35. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be in obedience, as also the law, said the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church.
و زنان شما در کلیساها خاموش باشند زیرا که ایشان را حرف زدن جایز نیست بلکه اطاعت نمودند چنانکه تورات نیز میگوید اما اگر میخواهند چیزی بیاموزند در خانه از شوهران خود بپرسند چون زنان را در کلیسا حرف زدن شرم آور است.
So the Bible says women are to keep silence in the churches.
توی کلیساها خانوما باید سکوت کنن.
Yeah, it talks about member example together.
وقتی داریم موعظه میکنیم.
As a church.
به عنوان کلیسا.
Yeah, for them it's not permitted to speak. Now what does that mean?
Quiet now.
What does that mean?
معنی چیه؟
Now obviously we want people to worship. Yeah? Women are allowed to worship together with the rest. Yeah? So that is not talking about.
Now,
go to 1 Timothy 2:11 and stay there and we'll see what this is talking about. 1 Timothy 2:11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Yeah, so this learning with silence with silence is connected to the learning. It's talking about the teaching time in church.
زمانی که داریم تو کلیسا موعظه می‌کنیم.
Women are to be silenced.
اون لحظه اگه سوالی دارن.
Yeah, when the word of God is put forth.
اگه کلام خدا موعظه میشه.
Yeah, let them not speak.
اونجا صحبت نکنن.
Let them just listen.
و بذارین گوش بدن.
Read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونید. 12.
Yeah, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to observe authority over the man, but to be in silence.
و زن را اجازه نمی دهم که تعلیم دهد یا بر مرد مسلط شود بلکه در سکوت بماند.
Yeah, women are not to teach and preach inside the church setting. Yeah? Women are not to teach and preach inside the church setting.
Yeah, when we come together. Why
not? Because God has given this role to men.
چون اون موعظه داد کردن و درس دادن اولیه مال
should not observe that authority from men.
زن نباید اون قدرت رو از یه مرد بگیره.
Yeah, during the time of teaching they should be silent.
زمانی که موعظه می‌کنیم باید سکوت کنیم و گوش بدیم. در حقیقت جلوی کلیسا اجازه درس دادن ندارن.
Oh, you hate women.
میگن خانم‌ها بدن.
You're against women.
ضد خانم‌هایی.
We're all equal.
هممون مساوی.
We all should be treated exactly the same.
هممون عین همین و باید مساوی با هم برخورد.
No.
نه جواب اینه که
men and women are not equal.
مساوی نیستن.
That's an incredibly stupid notion.
این اشتباهه که بگیم مساوی.
Yes, we have the same value.
ارزش دو تایی
یکیه. Men are not better than women.
هیچ آقایی بهتر از خانومی نیست.
Women are not better than men.
هیچ خانومی هم از آقایی بهتر نیست.
But we are different.
اما متفاوتی.
Physically, we are not equal.
اما از لحاظ بدنی متفاوتیم.
Yeah, men are much stronger than women. That's how God has created men compared to women.
مرد رو قوی تر ساخته.
But I know this woman who is very strong.
این زن رو میشناسم که خیلی قویه.
Tell this to the athletes that have to compete.
وقتی حتی به ورزشکارای دنیا بگی که میخواد مسابقه میدن.
With these filthy transgender wrestlers who say who biologically are a man and claim to be a woman, see if they like that.
اگه اون زنا حاضر باشن اون مردایی که نقش زنا رو بازی میکنن با زنای واقعی کشتی بگیرن حاضرن
they can't win from a biological man.
نمیتونن از لحاظ جسمانی ببرن از لحاظ قدرتی متفاوتن.
Men can't have babies.
خانوما نمیتونن آقایون نمیتونن بچه داشتن.
I know this world has sank down to a level of stupidity that people say that men can have babies.
به جایی رسیده که آقایون هم میتونن بچه داشتن شاید.
I have no words for that.
هیچ کلامی در موردش ندارم.
Men physically miss the parts for that. But there are idiots out there who actually will say
that.
Because then you have biological women who call themselves men. Yeah? Then we have biological women that call themselves men. Yeah? We look differently.
Yeah?
God says he wants to be the distinction in how we look. We have different roles in life. Yeah, the man is the head of the woman. Yeah, the husband is the one who has been given authority in the home. The wife is to submit to that leadership. Yeah, that's what God says. God created a man to lead.
مرد رو گذاشته که رهبری کنه و اون زن هم دنبالش بیاد
his helpmate.
کمکش کنه.
He created a woman to have children.
و خلق کرده زن که بچه داشته.
The man is to provide
و مرد باید فراهم کننده خانوادهش باشه و باید حفاظت کنه از
but
خانوادهش.
I can lead much better than my husband.
اما من بهتر از شوهرم رهبری کنم پس من رهبری میکنم.
God says no. Do not usurp his authority.
قدرت رو از دست مرد نگیر.
Oh, but I can preach better than
من بهتر میتونم موعظه کنم تا شبانه کلیسا.
I should preach behind the pulpit.
من موعظه کنم برم جلوی کلیسا.
God says no.
خدا میگه نه.
Use that skill of preaching that you might think you have.
قدرت موعظه‌ای که داری.
And maybe you do.
شاید هم داشته باشی.
To preach to the lost.
برای برو موعظه کن برای بشارت.
Not inside a church.
نه توی کلیسا.
Oh, we're living in 2022. Things have changed. The world sure has changed. But it doesn't mean that we just go with what the world says and what the world, what the culture is.
Yeah,
we stick to what God has said in His word. Read the next verses in 1 Timothy 2, 13 and 15. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in the faith and charity and holiness with sobriety.
زیرا که آدم اول ساخته شد و بعد حوا. و آدم فریب نخورد بلکه زن فریب خورده در تقصیر گرفتار شد. اما به زایدن رستگار خواهد شد. اگر در ایمان و محبت و قدوسیت و متانت ثابت بود.
Yeah, so he's relating this whole thing to the order of creation. This is not a cultural thing. Adam was first formed, then Eve. Yeah? This is how God decided it should be. We are not the same. Yeah? Same value. Yeah? Not equal, we're different. Yeah, the Bible says Adam was not deceived, but the woman was. Like, oh, you're saying the woman is stupid. First of all, I'd like to remind you that we're actually reading the Bible. This is God saying. Yeah, but is God saying that women are stupid? No. Yeah, it doesn't say that. It says that we're made differently, and because of that, women will be easier deceived.
خانوما خیلی راحت تر گول میخورن.
There can be more emotions being in the way of making some rational decisions.
خانوم ها بیشتر عمل میکنه تا منطقشون.
Women are softer in general.
Yeah,
more emotional, more caring in general.
بیشتر اهمیت مراقبت میکنن.
Which is a very good thing.
و خیلی نیکو صفتشون.
Because we need this in our families.
و اینو تو خانواده هامون محبت و نگهداری داریم. بچه هامون لازم دارن اون عشق و محبت رو.
Yeah, there's a need for the church and denomination.
نظم وجود داره که لازمه که یک کسی در اون خونه باشه که اون مراقبت رو بکنه.
The downside of that متفاوت‌تر
از اون
difference is that a woman will be easily deceived.
یه زن زودتر گول می‌خوره.
How does God compensate for that?
چجوری خداوند اون
کارو Having a man who is the leader of the home.
برای همین رهبر و مرد گذاشته.
The man can be sometimes on the harsh side.
مرده ممکنه
too much logic.
زیاد منطق داشته باشه. اصلا
too less of the caring side.
و خیلی کم از اون قسمت محبت و عشق داشته باشه.
Men and women balance each other out in the family.
برای همین خانم و آقا توی خانواده لازمه که همدیگر رو بالانس کنن.
An example, maybe this is only
یه مثال.
My example, but
چرا فقط به درد من بخوره؟
Child goes out walking and gets cold.
صداش میکنه.
Typical mom response.
مامان میگه
Oh poor child, let me get you something warm.
بچه سرد شده، یخ کرده. مامانش میگه آخ یخ کرده بچه‌م، برم یه چیز گرم براش بیارم.
Typical dad response.
بابا میگه
At least I would respond like
من
that.
من جواب میدم.
Suck it up.
I told you
to bring your jacket.
گفتم کاپشنو تو بردار بیار دیگه.
But we need both sides.
دو تاشو لازم داریم.
We're different.
متفاوتیم.
Now, let's look at the last verse of this,
because
I didn't want to just leave that not being talked about. Then it says that the woman shall be saved in childbearing. It's 1 Timothy 2:15. Yeah, I was reading it like I have to talk about that too.
It's like,
what? The woman gets saved when they get children? What?
Let her read it.
Oh.
اما به زایدن رستگار خواهد شد.
یعنی چی؟ با زایدن رستگار میشه.
Women get safe when they get children.
زنا با زایدن رستگار میشه.
Are all barren women go to hell?
بس بقیه اونایی که بچه ندارن میرن جهنم.
And if they don't continue in their faith and charity and holiness.
اگه ندارن در قدوسیت و اینا چی؟ دیگه با بزن.
They're not going to go to heaven. Is that what it says?
نمیدن.
Now, of course not.
نه، معنیش.
Yeah, it doesn't line up with the rest of the Bible.
کلام خدا این حرفو نمیزنه.
Yeah, salvation is by grace through faith.
نجاتمون از طریق فیض.
For everybody. It's not of ourselves, not of works that we should boast. Now, the saving part is here about being saved from all kinds of problems in their lives. That she will be saved from when she simply obeys God and lives out the role that God has for her. Instead of trying to observe the authority of men. Instead of wanting to preach, to speak in a church, for example. Yeah, you as a woman will be most happy, most satisfied when you stick with God's program instead of letting yourself brainwashed by what the world is teaching.
Yeah,
the world that doesn't love you, the world that hates you, yeah, the world doesn't have the best in mind for you. Yeah, the world that is geared to getting you off the right path.
دنیایی که تلاش میکنه تو رو از مسیر درست دور کنه.
I'll come back to 1 Corinthians 14.
اول قرنتیان فصل 14.
We're almost there.
داریم تموم میکنیم.
Read verses 36 and 38.
36 و 38 رو بخونید.
What came the word of God out from you, or came it into you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or a spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant.
آیا کلام خدا از شما صادر شد یا به شما به تنهایی رسید؟ اگر کسی خود را نبی یا روحانی پندارد، اقرار بکند که آنچه به شما می نویسم احکام خداوند است. اما اگر کسی جاهل است، در جهالت بماند.
Yeah, so there's a group
that
has understanding.
درک
yeah, the
داره.
Prophet, the one who is spiritual.
اون روح نبی که روحانیه.
Yeah, they will understand. They will acknowledge that what Paul is saying here.
حرفی که پولس میگه.
Is God's commandment is from God. Yeah, they will know, hey, women are to be silent in the church. Yes, that is what God has commanded. Yeah, that church shouldn't be a free-for-all. Yes, that's what God has commanded.
That we
need to make sure there's a translator if there's a foreign language being used.
Yeah,
all these things, those who are spiritually spiritual, those who profit of understanding, yeah, they will say, yes, that is obviously from God. Yeah, there are rules, There's certain ways that we have to behave.
داره.
Yeah, there are differences between men and women.
بین مرد و زن وجود داره.
Yeah, that's what the wise will say.
اون که حکیم این حرف
میزنه. And they will follow that instruction.
دنبال اون رو میرن.
And it will be for the better of the church.
بهتر بودن کلیسا.
And on the other side, there are people who are just ignorant.
و اون قسمت دیگه کسایی هستن.
They're not spiritual people.
They want to deny. What
the word says.
چیزی که دنیا میگه.
Even in the full face of these scriptures.
حتی در قسمت هایی از کلام خداوند.
They think it's okay. For the woman to preach. Okay, then you're ignorant. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, you're ignorant of what God has commanded. 39 and 40. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order.
پس ای برادران نبوت را به اشتیاق بطلبید و از تکلم نمودن به زبانها منع مکنید. اما همه چیز
Yeah, still we're about talking about the same things. Yeah, covet and for yourself or self to preach the word of God. It's a good thing.
Yeah,
don't forbid different languages to be used in church. Yet decently and in order. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But does not make a lot of sense is gibberish. Yeah. That's an unbiblical doctrine. It doesn't belong in Christianity. It's what false religions practice. Yeah, like Kundalini and things like that. Oh, but I think there's something to it. Okay, now you stumbled into the wrong church then. This is a Baptist church. Yeah, we believe the Bible around here. Go find yourself some Pentecostals or Charismatics. Yeah, most of those don't even believe the gospel. They think you can lose your salvation.
رو قبول ندارم فکر میکنن به نجاتت رو میتونه دست بدی.
Yeah, extreme versions of that will claim oh you need to speak in these gibberish tongues. Otherwise, you're not even saved.
یا حتی نگاری نجاتی نیست.
Because that's the proof.
ثابت کردن نجاتت همون زبانه.
When they say oh you're not very spiritual if you don't speak in tongues.
روحانی نیستی اگه زبان صحبت نکنی.
There's people laying on the ground shaking.
کسایی رفتن رو زمین میلرزن.
Having uncontrollable laughter.
میخندن مسخره وار.
That's demonic.
اون دیمونی.
Yeah, that is not from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, for God is not the author of confusion but of peace. As in all churches of the saints. Yeah, let all things to be done decently and in order. Amen.
Amen.